ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 7 चैप्टर 8 टेक्स्ट 29 विश्वक्स्फुरन्तं ग्रहणातुरं हरि विश्वक्स्फुरन्तं ग्रहणातुरं हरि व्यालो यथाखुं पुलिशाक्षतत्वम् व्यालो यथाखुं पुलिशाक्षतत्वचम् द्वायूरुमुपात्य ददार लीलया द्वायूरुमुपात्य ददार लीलया नखे यथाहिं गरुडो महाविषम नखे यथाहिं यथादिं गरुडो महाविषम विश्वक्स्फुरन्तं ग्रहणातुरं हरिर् विश्वक्स्फुरन्तं ग्रहणातुरं हरिर् व्यालो यथाखुं पुलिशाक्षतत्वचम् द्वायूरुमापत्य ददार लीलया द्वायूरुमापत्य ददार लीलया नखे यथाहिं गरुडो महाविषम् नखे यथाहिं गरुडो महाविषम् बोलिए यथाहिं गरुडो महाविश्वम्। ब्रह्मणादुरं हरि साक्षुतत्वजम् वायुर्मकोत्तरलीलया मुखे यथा हिं गरुडो महाविश्वम्। ट्रांसलेशन: As a snake captures a mouse, or Garuda captures a very venomous snake, Lord Narsimhadev captured Hiranyakashipu, who could not be pierced even by the thunderbolt of King Indra. As Hiranyakashipu saved his limbs here, there, and moved his limbs here, there, and all around, very much afflicted at being captured, Lord Narsimhadev placed the demon on his lap, supporting him with his thighs, and in the doorway of the assembly hall of the Lord, the Lord very easily tore the demon to pieces with the nails of his hand. Please repeat. As a snake captures a mouse, or Garuda captures a very venomous snake, Lord Narsimhadeva captured Hiranyakashipu, who could not be pierced even by the thunderbolt of King Indra. As Hiranyakashipu moved his limbs here, there, and all around, very much afflicted at being captured, Lord Narsimhadev placed the demon on his lap, supporting him with his thighs, and in the doorway of the assembly hall, the Lord very easily tore the demon to pieces with the nails of his hand. Purport. Hiranyakashipu had received from Lord Brahma benediction that he would not die on the land or in the sky. Therefore, to keep the promise of Lord Brahma intact, Narsimhadeva placed Hiranyakashipu's body on his lap, which was neither land nor sky. Hiranyakashipu had received the benediction that he would not die either during the day or at night. Therefore, to keep his promise of Brahma, the Lord killed Hiranyakashipu in the evening, which is the end of the day and the beginning of night, but is neither day nor night. Hiranyakashipu had taken a benediction from Lord Brahma that he would not die from any weapon or be killed by any person, dead or alive. Therefore, just to keep the word of Lord Brahma, Lord Narsimhadev pierced Hiranyakashipu's body with his nails, which were not weapons and were neither living nor dead. Indeed, the nails can be called dead, but at the same time they can be said to be alive. To keep intact all of Lord Brahma's benedictions, Lord Narsimhadev particularly, paradoxically, but very easily killed the great demon Hiranyakashipu. Lord Narsimhadev ki jai. Actually, killing is something very easy for the Lord. He doesn't have to take incarnation for killing somebody. Lord Shiva prays further in this chapter that, my dear Lord, please do not express so much anger now. You express anger at the time of dissolution of the universe. So, for killing one mosquito like this demon, a small demon, you don't need to use up all your anger. Ultimately, Lord Narasimhadev was so angry that he was not pacified by demigods, by siddhas, by sages, by pitrus, by forefathers. Lord Brahma, even Lakshmiji has never seen a form like this. So they asked Lakshmi to go and please him. Lakshmi was afraid. Then Lord Brahma approached Prahlad. For you, Lord Narasimhadev has appeared. So only you can pacify. And Prahlad, without fear, offered obeisances to Lord Narasimhadev and started offering prayers. As soon as he offered obeisances, Narasimhadev cooled down, placed him on his lap, smelled his head, and empowered him to speak. Otherwise, how can a 5-year-old boy offer the highest Vedic wisdom in his prayers? Prahlad said, so far all these demigods have prayed to you with the streams of words in sattva guna. I am born in rajoguna, tamoguna, ugra jati. How can I please you? How can you be pleased with my words? But again, Gajendra, elephant, was able to please you. To please you, one does not need to be beautiful, one does not need to be intelligent, one does not need to be materially powerful. You are infinitely powerful, infinitely more beautiful, infinitely more intelligent. Whatever we may present to you is just infinitesimal. This is what we should understand. One of the 6 symptoms of surrender is anukulyasya sankalpa, pratikulyasya varjanam, rakshishyati iti visvaso, that Krishna will always protect me. That faith should be there. Even though we are infinitesimal, He is infinite. With our own strength, we cannot be sure of protection. Just like Draupadi, dependent on her 5 great husbands, she depended on Bhishmadev, Dronacharya, a great moral man, great upholders of Dharma. They all washed hands. Somebody, because of dharma, artha, kama, moksha, But Krishna, ultimately, without being asked, she surrendered Govinda. And provided all the necessary robes. Then we go on Sankirtan, preaching sometimes adverse forces are very horrible, and very, it seems we are all almost lost. Who could have thought that in a modern country like United States, we would be able to roam on the streets, in the airports, in the bus stops, in the airports. Even in India, when we were going to the airport, they were stopping. But America, the airports opened up. Only by Prabhupada's sankalpa. So Krishna always protects whatever his devotees. Good sankalpa, good desires, auspicious desires. Sometimes inauspicious desires are defeated, but auspicious desires are always protected. Prahlad Maharaj was an auspicious person. Little child cannot be anything more deserving object than protection. Prahlad Maharaj was epitome of innocence. He was 5 years old. He was not playing. He was chanting. He was preaching. He had full faith in Krishna. He told Hiranyakashipu, "My dear Asura Raj, king of the demons, your strength and my strength and all this king's strength come from the same source, Supreme Personality of Godhead." Hiranyakashipu said, "You are now teaching me, you are wiser than me, you are a wise person. Where is your God? Let him come to protect you, because I am going to finish you today." Is he in this pillar? Then he struck the pillar. Lord Narasimhadev appeared to prove his devotee's words to be true. Similarly, Chankaji, when Lord Chaitanya was talking with him, in Chaitanya Chaitanya there is a narration. Chankaji said, "I want to tell you something confidential." Lord Chaitanya said, "These are all my associates, you can tell them, to tell in front of them. Let them hear, no problem." He said, "When I was sleeping, some of your lord, half man and half lion, he jumped on my chest. And he told me, 'Today I am sparing your life because you have simply broken mridanga but not hurt my devotees. If you hurt my devotees, I will destroy you with all your family members. I'll destroy your king also.' So it is a little wonder why Prabhupada introduced in his movement Narasingadeva prayers. In the beginning I was wondering, Krishna is all source of incarnations, offering prayers to him is required. Why two are incarnation? Because he is Vigna Vinashak. He is the destroyer of all the obstacles on the path of devotional service. And for his new movement, he introduced prayers to Lord Narasingadeva. Lord Narasingadeva is fearsome to non-devotees, but devotees he is protector. Just like a lion protects his children, to everybody else his death. So Narasingadeva is protector of his devotee, just like he carried Prahlad Maharaj, placed on his lap, and smelled his head, empowered him to offer prayers. Similarly, to all pure devotees, or even simple devotees, neophyte devotees, he is assuring protection. He is embodiment of protection. He is not fearsome to the devotees. Prahlad Maharaj prays that your mane full of Hiranyakashipu's blood, your sharp teeth, your sharp nails, your ears which are like big, what is it called? They do not afraid, I am not afraid of this, but I am afraid of the wheel of this material world that throws me repeatedly birth and death. So kindly, if I love you, then you will release me from this cycle of birth and death. So we should not be afraid of anything that material world offers, but we should be afraid of the cycle of birth and death. Material world may bring success or defeat, bring distress or happiness. That is common thing. What is this sloka? Tattenukampam susamikshamano munjana evadmakritam vipakam vidvavapurvividudan namaste jivetasya mukti padesa daiva. Simply, if we have an attitude that whatever is due to me, let all that come. And whatever more Krishna has stored in me, let everything come. I am actually deserving much more, but Krishna is surely giving me a token. I am supposed to be having a wound of sword, but it is going by prick of a needle. That trust we should have. Devotees are only getting a peak of a needle. But material world is actually very fearsome. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there is a verse in Chaitanya Chandramata. What if somebody delivered this world? What if somebody killed the demons? One who has actually spread love of God, that is the greatest thing. So, other incarnations have done one activity, two activities, five activities. Lord Chaitanya has done every town and village, converting the heart of a still-hearted person, stone-hearted person, is itself one incarnation's job. He not only did it himself, but he empowered all of you to do the same. Patra patra vichara nahi, nahi sthana sthan, jai jaha paaye, taha kare prema daan. Without considering whether this man is fit or not, this place is to be given or not, this place is okay or not. Whoever met him, wherever, he gave in charity the love of God. The highest commodity in the material world. Brahma durlava prem sadakare jati. The love of Godhead, which is rare even for Lord Brahma. Every ordinary man shamelessly is asking, give it to me, give it to me, give it to me. And he is distributing. Even the demigods, when Krishna says to Arjuna in Bhagavad Gita, sarvat bhuyatam bhuya, shrumi paramamacha, please hear my most confidential instruction. He is overwhelmed with love, with affection for his devotee Arjuna. This thing I have not told to Brahma, Lord Shiva, Lakshmi, Istosime Dhramati, you are my very dear, that's why I am telling you. Tato vakshyami te hitam. Manmana bhavamad vakto adhyaji mahamnamaskur. Think of me, become my devotee, worship me, offer your homage to me. The activity to be done is simple, but it is confidential. Eva Bhagavata Prokta Upaya Yatma Labdhaye. In the 11th canto, there is a verse. Whatever the Lord has given, the system of reaching Him, finding Him, which are very simple, avidusham, or less intelligent man, not very high class intelligent man. Avidusham means not intelligent people, like Savanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam. Savanam, Kirtanam can be done by when a child, old man, young man, women. So, simple instruction given by Krishna. But today is very complicated world. If Prabhupada is giving me Hare Krishna mantra freely, I don't take. If I have to pay $500 for attending some seminar or some speech, I'll go. This is the complexity of material world. Sukadeva Goswami says, even though tapasa brahmacharyena damena cha samena cha yagena satya soja abhyam yamena niyamena va, Parikshit Maharaj heard the description of all the hellish planets and his heart was afflicted for the sinful people. How can you counteract the effect of hellish planets before one dies? So Sukadeva Goswami says that before you die, you must counteract the sinful reactions, otherwise you have to suffer the hell. The counteracting may be done by knowledge, by austerity, by penance, by dhamma, samadhamma, celibacy. Then he says, Nathatha puyate rajan musaṁ tapa ādivi yatha krishna pila pranas tat purusa nishevaya. Austerities and penances cannot purify a man as much as someone who has given his life to Krishna and to take his shelter, and that will purify you more than austerities, penances, celibacy. So, in this material world, finding such a person is like looking for a hay in a needle in the haystack. In the garbage heap, you have to find one needle. So nobody thought about this. But the needle itself came out. This is the miracle that Prabhupada showed up himself to all the fallen souls. And it is only by Prabhupada's grace that anybody has become a devotee, not by his intelligence, not by his pious activities, not by being born in a good family, not by being a scholarly person. If you try to ascribe your coming to Krishna consciousness because I was going to 100 other kathakars, 100 other saintly people, and I met Prabhupada, then you are taking away from Prabhupada. At least that much credit you give. I think that in my life, the greatest good fortune that happened was meeting Prabhupada in his 12 years of short pastimes. knowing him and serving him was apart, but just meeting him, being accepted as disciple, that credit cannot be taken away. Now I am feeling hopeless. I am cheated. I don't deserve such a mercy. But the mercy was there, that cannot be given, taken away. So, Prabhupada is available in two forms. In his instructions, Vani and Vapu, sometimes Vani form is even more powerful. Even those who are direct disciples of Prabhupada, those who take his shelter, even today, for 10,000 years, will get full protection from Maya. But if you think Prabhupada is one person, he is now gone, now it's somebody else, then you don't get the protection. You can as much have relationship with Prabhupada as his disciples, or even stronger relationship with Prabhupada than his disciples. Many Prabhupada's servants, Prabhupada's secretaries, had difficulties. It's like a powerful fire. If you stay very close to fire, sometimes you burn your hands. So those who read his instructions and followed him, they survived, which is now available to all of us. Therefore, the rest of his disciples are trying to keep him alive, keep his memory alive. It is by his instructions, it is by his words, that this movement can survive. Guru Mukha Padma Vakya, Pitrita Kariya Ekya, Arna Kariya Mane Asa. Prabhupada, yesterday I was discussing with my friend. Prabhupada said one time, I heard, I was there in his presence, my Guru Maharaj was right. Even when he was wrong, he was always right. So, sometimes you have doubt about what Prabhupada says. Your material mind cannot understand. But have faith that he is always right. As a disciple, you don't have a privilege to ask Guru questions. There is American saying, I don't remember now. I say, jump. Your question is to ask only how high. You should not question whether jumping or not. You should only question how high. So similarly, This is a spiritual platform. All matter, spirit is absolute. It is absolutely imperative that we have full faith in Prabhupada's words. And we don't question his wisdom. There is no doubt in our mind that Prabhupada appeared in this world for the benefit of the world. There is no doubt that a 69-year-old man rode aboard a ship when nobody goes by ship, just for the benefit of the world. There is no doubt that he came to New York, Boston Pier, and wrote, "Where have you brought me? Why have you brought me here? These people are full of more of ignorance and passion. They will not hear Vasudeva Katha, which is pure goodness. You have given me a big name, Bhakti Vedanta. I have neither Bhakti nor Vedanta. But if you want, you can empower me and make my name useful, potent. So, such a humble sage, na bhuto na bhavishyati, has never appeared, will never appear. And it happened in practically our lives. We are direct generations. We are first generation after that. But when thousands of years will pass, the demigod will sing his glories. The saintly assemblies will sing his glories. They will wonder how one man can do this. People will be tempted to think he was empowered incarnation of God. Even though it is possible that if you are very favored by Krishna, Krishna can empower you. Kali Yuga, Nama Yagna, Sankirtan, Krishna Shakti Vina Tar Nahi Pavartan. Kali Yuga, Yuga Dharma Nama Sankirtan, Krishna Shakti Vina Tar Nahi Pavartan. Then Vallabhacharya says, he said about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, your preaching is not possible without Krishna Shakti. What was your Prabhupada? All the great acharyas are Shaktyavishavatars. Prabhupada is especially Shaktyavishavatar. Empowered incarnations. Just as Naradji is considered empowered incarnations of bhakti. Out of 24 avatars, 24 incarnations, Narada is empowered with bhakti. Similarly, in Narada's footsteps, Prabhupada is empowered as empowered with bhakti. Very shortly, it will be known, even today, we go to Janmashtami, Gopurnima, Ramnami, ISKCON's name. But one of the newspapers wrote about us. Just like some pakoda, the famous by one manufacturer. Pakoda Raipur Bhajia, Raipur Bhajia. Similarly, Janmashtami is ISKCON Janmashtami. Nowadays, almost 200,000 people show up on Janmashtami. And every center, even small center, the people are attracted automatically to Krishna devotees in ISKCON. So Prabhupada's name is to stay. However, he may remain in the background, people will become devotees, be eternally grateful to him, eternally grateful to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for starting such a wonderful, magnanimous movement. It is our good fortune to first come to know Prabhupada. That fortune has a little price to pay. It should spread. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I am the trunk of the tree and I am the gardener. I have a double role. And this tree is such miraculous tree that produces millions upon millions fruits of love of God. How many can I eat? So Vruksha Parivar, you the family of the trees, you please, especially those who are born in India, you please distribute these fruits. Praninam Upakaraya. The real benefit, real welfare for the human society is to remind them they are not the body but their soul. They are eternal parts of Krishna. They belong to Krishna. Yera Sarupa Hai Krishna Nitya Das. Simple message. Simple instruction, an eternal credit, eternal benefit. Each and every Sankirtan devotee is protected by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu directly. He says, Amar Agyay Guru Haya Tare Desh, Jar Dakho Tare Kaho Krishna Upadesh. By my order you become guru and deliver this country. In this way you will no longer be disturbed by your senses. Ivena Madile Tumara Vishayatarang Punarapi Ethai Pabimara Sang. Again you will find my association right here on the street. Not in the Holy Dham, not in the, but wherever you are, Europe, Africa, China, you will find Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's association. That's Lord's promise. Ebena Bajile Tomar Vishaya Tarang Punarapi Ethai Pabe Morasang. You will get my association right here. So the process is foolproof. It is our within our strength, how much can we give, commit ourselves to Lord Chaitanya's direct instruction. The funny thing about it is, the most easy thing about it is, everything is very simple. It's not complicated. The blueprint for success is all laid out. Simply if we read Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is the postgraduate study of all knowledge. There are 18 Puranas, Mahabharata 100,000, Ramayana 24,000 verses. Total 600,000 verses, out of which Lord Chaitanya, what is it called? Charning. He churned out the ocean of literature and came out with one verse. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama Eva Kevalam. Kalau Naaste Vanaaste. Otherwise, how much time it would have taken us to find out the essence of life? And there would be 400,000 essence for 400,000 people. Nobody would be sure. We could not come to conclusion. Even though Lord Chaitanya has given us the conclusion, there are so many people skeptical, doubtful. But this is the greatest mercy that he pulled out one sloka out of 600,000 slokas. This is how powerful this movement is. It talks about the reality of the reality. Vedyam vastam astra vastu, padam vastam astra vastu. The essence of reality. It doesn't talk any nonsense. You read 11,000 verses of Chaitanya Charitamrita, I once counted. And there is not a single word that is nonsense, that you wish it was not there. Every verse brings tears to our eyes. So, we have the benefit of the great movement, the great spiritual master, the great Lord. It is up to us to make it successful. Thank you very much. If anybody has a question or point, yes, I call you, Prabhu.
Prabhu, thank you for the wonderful class. Very inspiring. Can you speak more about how Srila Prabhupada and Lord Chaitanya inspire and support their preachers and are with them, especially when they're spreading the movement?
If you read the evidences, his letters, his instructions, his speech, Prabhupada said that one who distributes my book, he pleases me the most. I am alive because of hearing the scores of book distribution. All services are nice, but the distributing of my books is the nicest service. So, one who is very fortunate can actually take up a book and go to a stranger and say, please take this. Risking whether he will insult you or honor you. Every minute there is a risk. Which devotee in the past has taken a risk every second on his life? Only Prabhupada and his devotees. So, this is unparalleled movement, and this is the proof that Lord Chaitanya is happy that big temple is coming up and thousands of devotees are assembling here. No doubt, Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are the happiest. Just by doing that activity, we become intimately associated with Prabhupada. He'll come in your dreams and he'll give you instructions. Just like this Vishnunam Prabhu, he distributed 40,000 books last year, Bhagavad Gita. How in 1 month 40,000 books, we cannot even imagine. One person, one family. So, directly associated with Prabhupada. In Delhi, people distribute 500,000 books in 1 month. Generally, if you look at the publishing literature, publishing history, 5,000 books takes 5 years to distribute. Whereas in 1 month, 500,000 books were sold. They have to do miraculous thing. And this is third year in a row, 500,000 books. You look at the effect of marathon, or temple, you ask the devotees, and they, when the month starts, we all think, this year we can do it, last year we did it, but this year we cannot do it. But at the end of the month, it's more than last year. This is Krishna's mercy. This is the proof that Krishna is there. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, thank you.